In Bhaktivinoda in the Nectar of Devotion, it explains that the qualities of Sudha Bhakti and Kleshagni and Subhada, these are qualities of Sadhana Bhakti. So it seems that these are only complete at Nishta. Is that correct understanding or not? When are they complete?
Coming to bhava.
Then why are they, you mean ashakti?
Upper stage, bhava. Shuddha shakti.
Then why are they considered the qualities of sadhana?
These are all sadhana, up to bhava. In nishtha, no bhajan.
There's no ruchi.
Especially raganuga sadhana up to bhava, visuddha sakta, coming. So, at that time, Kleshagni in full term. Not full term, but yet some smell lives there. When a sadhak has darshan of Krishna, after having prem, then no smell also. That time it becomes fully Kleshagni and Subhadabu. Begins from Nishtha.
Begins from Nishtha.
Nishtha. And at last, in full, when the bhakti reaches at the stage of bhava. But yet smell lives. When prem comes and she sees Krishna, then fully goes. That is Kleshagni, lust state, and Subhada. So many Krishna prem is Subha. To take the darshan of Krishna is Subha. But begins from this Anarthanibhriti.
Anarthanibhriti. Because Anarthas are, they are Klesh.
So in Nishtha, no fully Anartha goes. It goes some. In Ruchi, half. In Asakti, 3/4. In
Bhav,
fully goes, but it smells thick. Lives there. And then Krishna prem comes and sees Krishna, then fully smell and everything goes. I have placed a kerosene oil tin here. Understand?
Yes.
And so much smell is coming. Then I will keep out that kerosene tin there. Kerosene tin is not there, but a smell is there.
Good.
And then when sarisha oil, sarisha means
mustard oil,
will be given there, neat and clean, and some dhup will be given there. Dhup, you know, then the smell also will go. Like this. and then Diksha will be completed there.
In Prema.
सुधन्य दिखे आस्ते पर खनी जाएगा अच्छा तुम चले आओ भीतर में वहां पे जगह है उमा के पास में.
Another question also more from Bhaktivedanta Sindhu that Rupa Goswami describes that there are two ways to achieve bhava. One is kripa and the other is sadhana. So until one, by sadhana, gradually one's consciousness is purified, anarthas go, and one's desire comes more and more. And then when one's consciousness is vishuddha sattva, when it is pure, then bhava can come. So bhava can't come until the consciousness is pure like that. It is like the pot cannot hold sambitladini until. So if that is the case, then how that and also Rupa Goswami says that type of bhava that comes through sadhana is inferior to the bhava that comes through kripa. It doesn't burn as brightly. So through kripa, what is the nature of that bhava, and it can that come before the consciousness is pure, or is it so powerful it purifies the consciousness by itself? That kripa, it gives bhava and it also purifies.
I could not understand fully.
Yeah. How did you do?
Consciousness means?
Chitta.
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 The consciousness, anarthas are removed, ruchi comes, then ashakti, and then through sadhana, then bhakti sar comes, ladini sambit. So that is by sadhana. The process of attaining bhava by sadhana. But Rupa Goswami also describes the process of attaining bhava by kripa. So at that time, if you are getting by kripa, that means your consciousness is not asakti. So how can you hold,
how is it through sadhana you go to bhava, so much hard work, gradual purification, but then through kripa, how is it immediately?
Not slowly, but
I think all comes by Krishna prasadaj or bhakti prasad. Sadhana will not go up to that place. Sadhana is secondary thing. Kripa is root, main cause.
For bhakti sar to come, there must be kripa.
Especially in raganja. Sadhana is only to purify themselves.
Remove anarthas and get the taste.
But anartha will also go by the mercy of Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan. Anyhow, mercy is there. Sadhana means, what is the meaning of sadhana? What sadhana?
Practice.
What?
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Panchanga, Bhakti.
We think that sadhana is that Ha Devi Kaku Bharagada Gadayat Javaja Jyache Nipatya Bhuvi Dandavat Udhvata Asya Prasadama Budhasya Janasya Kitya Gandharvite Tava Ganani Varanam O Srimati Radhike, this prayer we are doing. O Radhike, I am so foolish, knowing nothing, Ajnani, I know nothing about this. But yet I know that by the grace of your grace, you can do anything. So, Ha Devi, Ha Ha, means repeating. Is praying,
yeah,
that you should mercifully. I being ayogya, unqualified, but yet you should do mercy upon me. You should write my name in the list of your Palyadasi. So, doing prayer like these all things, to Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Uradhatam, Shamkum, Girdhaj, Jivabhan, Jamunayam. These are sadhans. To pray for their mercy. When our prayer will be pure, then they will give their mercy. This is sadhan and this is.
This is Radha
Rasa. This is Radha Rasa.
But he's asking, what is the difference?
Why is the distinction made then? Rupa Goswami has made this distinction between sadhana and kripa siddhi.
Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that a beggar was going, or any sadhu was going. He reached a village when sun was about to set. Went in the village and thought that today I will have to stay here. Went at a home and told that I will leave here tonight and in the morning I will go. The person told that you should take mahaprasadam here. You should take your meal here. He told that there are two ways. If you want to cook yourself, you can cook. I will give you rice, dal, chawal, atta, sabji, all things, ghee, gura, chini, everything I will give you. I will give you the pot and vessels and chulla, you know, the stove and all this. You can cook and after cooking, you can give it, offer it to your Radha Krishna and then you can take. Otherwise we have Vigraha's Radha Krishna here and we daily offer prasad to Naivedya to him. And if you like, we can give you Mahaprasad. There are two sadhus there. One told that I will cook and another told that I will not cook, I will take Mahaprasad. So, for one, he gave chawal, dal, everything. And for other, he gave Mahaprasad. To give chawal, dal, wood, fire, pots, everything, is also mercy. He gave all these things. That is, Krishna is giving, our Vaishnava, our Guru are giving him how to do practices, sadhana. So for sadhana also, mercy is necessary there. If any guru will not tell to his disciple that how he should do sadhana bhajana, what he can do? So this sadhana bhajana is also due to kripa. But it will take time, a long process. And by mercy of Krishna or his associates, it is also mercy he is giving. But cooking food, that is, oh, you should have prayed. So this is not in long term. And he, but to whom he will give?
Who gets kripa?
Who will decide that Krishna prem should be given this time to him?
Vaishnava.
How he will consider? He will see that there is no another. He is too utkanthit.
Eager.
Too eager. Without this he will not live. He will die. So they give advice. This much. And for that which has chawal, dal and all others, that he given sadhan, mercifully, they will long term do. And when their anarth will go, and he will be so utkanthit, eager for that, and he will come in a stage of that person, then he will also have prayer.
So basically the same.
Same, but process long and short.
That person who is very utkanti, he must have at some point, previous purva janma or something, he must have done
so. Certainly. This is purva sanskar. Purva sanskar. And easily he can have the association of raganugat, rasik, bhavguna. And that in process going, so much delay. He will have to take diksha, then hearing katha, and after that he will come in raganuga term, and then going, at last when he will come on that stage, Vaishnava or Krishna will be. He will see that, oh, he is eager of now. If a man or monkey is not thirsty, if anyone give water, very cool, very fragrant water, very cool and very good water, he will take. So he is not qualified to give him mercy. He will not, he cannot adopt it.
But Rupa Goswami has also said that there is or maybe in one of the tikkas, it's explained that there is a difference in the quality. If someone gets bhava by sadhan, is different than if one gets by kripa. That will be bright.
No. By kripa, anyone can have vaidhi bhakti bhava. It may be, and he will also have Vaidhi Bhakti Bhav. And in long term, if he associates with Rasik Vaishnava in Vaidhi also, and anyhow he is so much fortunate to have the association of them, then he may be turned into Raganuga.
in Ragmarg, there's no difference. If one is Bhava Bhakta, he is Bhava Bhakta. Whether he is Kripa or Sadhana, it doesn't make any difference.
Like Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, he has gone up to Bhav. But there was Bhav, but Vaidhi Bhakti Bhav. No Braj Bhav, no Rasik Vaishnava. But Bilva Mangal, he was also a sadhak, not siddha. But anyhow, his previous sanskar was there, and it was covered by him. But after that, he got the association of Chintamani. He increased and that bhav, she increased. But yet it was at first lust. But when he pushed him, and his eyes were opened, and last sanskar came out. And Krishna gave him his association. He came and inspired him. He has accepted it. Sikhi Pucham Auli, Siksha Guru.
Krishna himself.
So Krishna gave him all these aspirations, outwardly, inwardly, especially inwardly. And he became so. And at last he became Siddha of Braja Rasa. Taking class of bhajan rahasya.
Pancham.
And there is a slog that I am ठीक है और शुभानंदा अरे वो आज कीर्तन में पंडित जी को ले जाएगा तो बोल देना और नंदूमल को भी कह देना वो जाएगा There is a slow that I will meditate, I will dhyan.
Meditate.
Sikhi Puchha Mauli. And I will utter the name of Krishna. Very sweet names related to the what that Leela, pastimes of Krishna, sweet pastimes of Krishna, like Ras Bihari, Radha Nath, Radha Govinda, Radha Ramana, Radha. Man Bhanjankari. Understand?
One who broke the man of Radha.
That's name. Having the mood that I will be the Dashi of Radhika. Doing all things to Krishna. Meditating, worshipping, doing Aradhana of Krishna. But his heart is there that I want to be the Palla Dashi of Radhika. Dashi of Radhika. And then Krishna will be so pleased to make me the Dashi of Radhika. So doing everything our sadhana, but with this should think that what will be anukul for our sadhana bhajan. So, worshipping Krishna, meditating Krishna, uttering Krishna, but always have the mood, one thing only, I want to be so. Radhika Das. So, we should do anything, but that thing should be in our heart. The mood will be. But it is for only advanced devotees. They are bound to think here and there all these things. Those who have really asakti in this body and asakti in all the pleasant things for this body, they are not qualified for these things. Only very qualified devotees are for these things. But tendency of Raganuga bhajan, bhakta, becomes so.
By hearing, the eagerness comes, an association.
If the association is real, and our heart is also qualified.
But it seems that if the association is very powerful, then it can change, transform a heart that's not qualified even.
What qualified association is there? So powerful. वो जो चीज कहते हैं ना आकर्षण करे लोहा
मैग्नेट
मे बी सो पावरफुल बट द आयरन इज कवर्ड विथ क्ले इट कैन नॉट कैच सो बोथ आर नीडेड दिस विल बी पावरफुल एंड दैट शुड बी क्लियर.
What does it mean that it is clear? It means a not in a vritti or
all
ankur.
All these things.
And there's some sanskar, purva sanskar also is needed.
Everything. I need or not. I want or not. This is the first thing. Only the
lip service, just speaking it.
Just speaking will not do.
Yeah.
In what state his heart is there? It depends. Has written good things in Bhajan Rahasya. We should read carefully to adopt all these. Then, what is it?
74.
Something? What? What I have told yesterday? Yesterday, meaning last? Your book? 74. Tavatanu bara gandha sangi bathena chandra valikarakrita malli keli talpat chalena madhur mukundam kundatire milantam madhupami vukadaham viksha darpam karishya. Raghunath Das Goswami was weeping having seen that scene in last sloka, Dan Ghati Leela. Now he was crying bitterly. In the meantime, he went in the inner Leela and saw that Krishna was going to meet Srimati in Kunja. He was doing Abhisar. In the meantime, Krishna saw that Padma and Shabya, they are watching the way, and saw that Krishna was very eagerly and bhakti purgati se
going very fast,
traveling very fast,
hiding himself, escaping from the sight of another, and he was going. In the midway, the Sakhi of Chandravali, they saw Krishna going and they went to Krishna and they told that our Sakhi is here and he is eagerly watching you to come. Krishna could not deny. And anyhow he went in the Kunja of Chandravali. They received Krishna, they welcomed very good, and he was telling Rasakatha and all other things. They became so happy to have Krishna. Krishna has told Chandravali also and Srimati also that today I will come. So they were very pleased to have Krishna. When they were doing bilas, doing bhajan, talking and everything, Krishna felt some sugandha. Srimati Radhika is Vrindavaneshwari, also of Vrinda Devi. She is master of Vrinda Devi also. And there, all birds, all nature, five elements, air, fire, water, earth, and the sky, five elements, are under the control of Vrinda Devi. And Vrinda Devi is controlled by Srimati Radhika. So Vrinda Devi said that in her kunja, Srimati Radhika, first Vasak Sajja, she has done bed of flowers, only the petals, and after the very komal, soft, linen thing, this vastra is given. They have gandha jala diya. They have given angardani. Angardani means dhoop. Not this
dhuni.
Dhuna.
Mm.
And they have made garlands. They have prepared so many things. And watching eagerly. Sometimes coming to door and again going and asking her Sakhi Lalita Vishakha and all others that why he is not coming. Time is going over. But no sign. Now she became utkanthita. And so much eagerly she was watching. But yet, no come. So Vrindavani Devi thought that I should serve Srimati Radhika. So she ordered air that is common. That you should take the fragrance of Srimati Radhika's body. You should take it to where Krishna is there. Anywhere he is, you should take it. So, by the order of Vrinda Devi, the air took the scent of Radhika Anchal, which came from his Sriyanga. And he did not know where is Krishna. So he, in broad way, here, there, in whole Vrindavan. Wo vistar ho gayi, vistar ho gaya.
Mane? He spread
himself. And he went in so deep kunds, where any man cannot go. The air went in the midst of river, in mountains, everywhere, a look and corner of the Vraja. And its one part went there where Krishna was. When he smelled that
fragrance of Srimati Radharani,
he became at once mad. He could not sit there. She was stand up and again sitting. Then Chandravali told that, I see you are now
restless.
How restless? Then Krishna told that, I came here, but mother has ordered me to do something. And my mind is not, no remembrance. I've forgotten I have come at, but it will be very, very dangerous for us and all. So I will have to just go. Otherwise, no way. All will be killed by Asur or anything. Perhaps Keshi has come or anything has come. So I must go this time. Chandravali told that, you can go but come again very soon. Very, very soon, I am just coming, I am going. No late, I am coming just now. So here, Tavatanubara Gandha Asangi Bhatena. Here it is telling that, O Srimati Radhike, the air,
wind, breeze,
breeze is coming, उस पर सवार हो करके carrying the fragrance of Srimati Adi. And it is so powerful that what to tell others? Himself Krishna becomes mad. And then he prayers to wind, that cool air, that where she is, then air tells that come on with me, I'll take you to that place. So the air, he has become the guidance of Krishna. And it is so powerful that Krishna cannot live without that. If he smells that, he should at once go there. As if any mad person cannot check himself to do anything. He can't do anything wrong or anything. So Krishna at once comes with air. And having one hand on the air means from where the Gandhi is coming.
Yes, he is just following that. And in that sense he's taking.
Air is going forward and Krishna is falling, having one hand on this soldier of air.
Yeah.
He is going. Otherwise he will be fall down. Bhati Chandra Vali Karak Kritamalli Keli Talpat Chalena. Where Krishna was? Krishna was sitting and doing and talking very sweetly with Chandra Vali. And what Chandravali has done by his own hand, she had made so beautiful bed, petals. And they were eagerly talking with very sweet and gentle talkings. If there is a person is so hungry, no? And he is so thirsty, as Aranti Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know? And they were prepared something to take, and they have taken it, and going to take. And if anyone takes, what will be the cut? What?
The
condition. They were talking eagerly and were ready to do rasalap bilas. In the same moment, in the midst, the air came with fragrance. And Krishna at once left. How he left? He is not telling that I am going to Srimati Radhika. So here, Keli Talpat Chalena. Kelital, Krishna was sitting on the Kelital with Chandravali. But yet he left at once, telling that, oh, anything, very calamity has fallen on my braja, I should certainly go. Our mother has ordered me and I have forgotten that. I have to go out. And he, as a busy person, he at once came. And where he go? He went, Madhur Mukhi Mukundam. Where you are sitting in the cool, having his hands on the soldier of that air, and he went there where you were. Madhur Mukhi, Now, with the help of that fragrance, he came to that kunj, and here Srimati Radhika was sitting, Madhur Mukhi means
sweet face.
Sweet face, no. Vakramukhi, Manmukhi, and with very
anger.
This is Madhur Mukhi. And he has ordered me, made means Tulasi. He is Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, go to the door of Kunja and don't let that Krishna Bhujanga here come here. Stop him and don't allow him to come. Then that Krishna began to pray that Tulasi Manjari, and this became so.
I became so proud.
How? Darpam karishe madhupam iva kadaham bhikcha darpam karishe. Then Srimati Radhika will order me, I will go on the gate of that kunj, I will tell, oh snake, don't come here. You cannot buy my sakhi. Where you were? What doing? I will not let you go there.